stop by the side of the road. A hitchhiker there, with his thumb in the air, he'd been there for an hour and it showed. Well, the first one he saw as he opened the door was the driver called Emerald Hugh, who said with a leer, "Very pleased to meet you, dear. Let me introduce my friends to you. This man's name is Mud, we call him Ma for short. He's sitting in the back and looking overwrought. He's about as rich as Croesus, having sold his blood in Greece. Oh, Rhesus positive, by the way. He didn't sell just half a liter, every drop from his head to his feet, and he's not feeling quite himself today." But this dirty girl in the back is not dangerous. And this weedy little man, part and parcel of our plan, is unable right now to pay his share. In the state of Guadeloupe, all our losses we'll recoup, for we'll sell him for a slave when we get there. At 6 shillings an hour, he's employed by manpower. He looks like he's just about to fall. He's been pushing all day, there is no other way. You see, we have no engine at all. But this dirty girl in the back is not dangerous. No, she's never, never, never been known to bite. If she does take a nip at the nape of your neck, well then it probably serves you right. And this woman on the roof, she doesn't look too well. And when the weather's warm, I fear she tends to smell. She's undergone 3 operations, and after many consultations, just had her armpits removed. I regret to say I must confess it wasn't such a great success. Her composure's greatly disimproved. Her decomposure's greatly improved. But this dirty girl in the back is not dangerous. No, she's never, never, never been known to bite twice. And if she does take a chunk from the cheek of your rump, well then you'll probably find it nice. There's amazing grace in a leotard of lace, doing tricks on the bonnet by the score. And a man in the boot, in a 6-piece pinstripe suit that no one has ever seen before. And that man over there in the invalid chair is a sportsman of great renown and fame. He's an international bore who at the age of 44 fought for England in the paraplegic games. And now you've met our merry band, please tell me if you can just whereabouts it is you want to go. For we haven't got all day, but must leave without delay for a village on the river Limpopo. So the hitcher jumped in and was deafened by the din, and quickly erected his tent. And the weed in his pelt, he put on his rupture belt, and with cries of manpower off they went.